Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined as ever on the line by Andy Holding to look ahead to the best of the action over the Irish Sea. It's Punchestown on Sunday, and what a card we have as well. Morgiana Hurdle, the feature at 2:15. We've got Jeski and Hurricane Fly renewing their rivalry. There's also, incidentally, a good card at Cork today. We're not going to preview that. But by all means, have a flutter there. But yeah, the Punchestown card today is top quality, and I'm delighted to be joined by Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alex. Yes, fresh from a couple of days at Cheltenham, really invigorated by the action there at Prestbury Park, and this is probably one of the best Sundays, I think, throughout the calendar. Not only does Cheltenham have a good card itself with a great wood hurdle, but we've got some fantastic stuff in Ireland as well. We've got a great two, the Craddock Stand, Novice's Chase, the Florida Pearl, Novice Chase, and then, of course, we've got the centrepiece, haven't we, with Jetski making his eagerly awaited seasonal reappearance in the Morgiana Hurdle up against the old champion for Hurricane Fly. Something to warm the cockles on a very cold winter.
Absolutely. Strange, isn't it? When we do sort of the midweek previews in Ireland, there tend to be a lot of runners and very little quality. There's comparatively few runners at Punchestown today, but, they are all, well, I say all, but majority are top class, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a scintillating day's racing. I mean, every which way you look, you've got grade one horses running and future champions. So, yeah, it's something to, like I say, really, really, be buoyed by.
Absolutely. OK, well, we'll start with the 12:35. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And at the time of recording, Sir Ector just heads affairs at 100-30. Ruby Walsh takes the ride on that one, and has been in decent enough form on the flat. There's a few nice types here. Black Spot On is certainly a horse that I've followed pretty closely and is tough. Maybe not quite classy enough here, but it's one of the more open races on the card, Andy.
It is, yeah. Several can be fancied here. I mean, Select has been chalked up favourite. There's no doubt he's probably the best horse in this field on his day. He's 101 on the flat. You know, he's been running in group company throughout his career. But he often saves his best form for certain tracks, and I'm not absolutely convinced he wants ground as soft as this. And maybe he's not quite as good as what he used to be either. So I think I'd probably bypass him here. Sea Light, obviously, he's going to be a big player, but maybe his targets are further down the line. Obviously, he was fourth in the big race last year behind Gilgan Barrett, Leopard Town. Maybe connections have got their eye on that. So it might well be that horses fit and in form, that like soft ground might hold centre stage here. And Black Spot On is certainly one of them. I'd certainly have a couple of bets against the field, and this seven-year-old would be one of my number one choices. A very polished performance the other day, you could say, at Nace, which is sometimes a little bit unpredictable with this horse, but when he's on song, he's very good. I remember the one day on the flat when he won off a bargain basement mark, he actually bolted before the start that day. So he is a little bit temperamental, but when he puts his best foot forward, he's fairly useful. And the other one to mention as well at price is Pivot Bridge. He's been nibbled out in the market already this morning with a couple of firms, including William Hill. And he ran really well in a good race the other day on the speed figures down in Down Royal, travelling quite strongly before not quite getting home. But I think that was a much more deeper race in this one today. He's got plenty of good form as well, going right-handed. And he likes plenty digging the ground as well. So two against the field there. The informed pair, Black Spot On and Pivot Bridge.
Okay, two against the field in the opener. Next up is the 105. It is the Craddockstown Novice Chase, a grade two contest over 2 miles. And Alelchi Inwar is the market leader in superb form of late. But this is going to be difficult, especially with the penalty to carry. Chancol and Size and Granite look the main dangers, and they've both been supported this morning, Andy.
Yeah, this is a real humdinger, this, and it gives me quite a dilemma here, Alex, because I've no doubt in my mind that Olivier Noir is the best of these, of what we've seen so far. Certainly his speed figures suggest that. And the day when he won here last time out, he absolutely blitzed the field. He hit the ball out of the park on the numbers. A truly sensational round of jumping as well, from the front, which is his usual run style. He doesn't necessarily have to lead, and I'm sure there'll be a bit of competition up front here today, but he is definitely better when he's bowling along. The main stumbling block today, of course, for those of us that believe Olivier Noir is a very good horse, is the ground. William Munners has said in his column in the Racing Post the other day that he doesn't really want soft, deep winter ground, but unfortunately, he's going to have to cope with that today and prove himself to be very versatile on that front. He has won on soft ground before, but certainly not in this company. And I think the way he strides along and jumps, faster ground is definitely going to be more beneficial for him in the future. He's up against three or four really smart horses here as well that are going to test him from every which way angle you look at. Chancol was huge and impressive on his chasing debut the last day when he made all. Size and Granite put in a great round when he won in Nice. He also made all the running. And Azorian certainly put it up to some useful horses down in Fairy House last time at the Tullow Tank and Marla Beach before getting tired late on. I think the drop back in trip will suit him. And he's certainly no forlorno, but around about 8-1 this morning. All in all, a mouth-watering affair. Because of his speed figures, and obviously being a speed figure-based man, I'm going to have to stick with Olivier Noir. But it's probably a race worth savouring and taking on board from a viewing perspective rather than getting stuck in financially.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 140. It is the Florida Pearl Novice Chase Grade 2 contest over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. And Very Wood heads affairs at the time of recording at 15-8 and has been backed as well. But another race where you can give chances to a few. Shanahan's Turn, In Divan, lots of memories. I know Lots of Memories is a horse that you like as well, Andy. Again, a real mouth-watering contest.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this race more than I am the previous race because we've got horses that I like. A lot of them have got plenty of potential, if you like, to make it towards the very top over fences staying-wise. Certainly Gold Cups down the line would be on the horizon for the likes of Shanahan's Turn, Very Wood, and maybe Lots of Memories. But in particular, Noel Mead's Charge would be the apple of his eye. Of course, winner of the Albert Bartlett at the Cheltenham Festival. And we all know how well that race has been working out so far this season. Champagne West, who was fourth, he won the other day at Cheltenham. Sausalito Sunrise ran a good race yesterday. Urban Him has been in good form. And King's Palace, of course, fell in the Albert Bartlett. He made a scintillating debut over fences. So the Albert Bartlett's a very good race. And he always looks a chase in the making, hasn't he? This gelding by Marta Lane. And first time over the larger obstacles, he couldn't have done any more that was asked of him. He just had to be nudged along in the latter stages. Obviously, Noel Mead would have left a little bit to work with. And this is very much D-Day for him today, to see how good he is, whether he's a proper grade 2 stroke grade 1 performer in the future over fences. I think he's probably up to the task, but I do like Lots of Memories. He's a horse I've got a massive amount of time for. Regular podcasters will know that I hold Pat Fye's 7-year-old in high regard. And to be fair, he's probably the pick of these over hurdles. That day when he was third behind Beat That and Don Polly, and probably the best grade 1 novices hurdle staying-wise last season, he beat Shanahan's Turn, Very Wood and Thunder and Roses fair and square. And I actually thought he should have won that day as well. I didn't think Shane Butler was aggressive enough with him. He does want to test the stamina. And although he got beaten in his chasing debut, it was still a decent return. He got beat by a nice horse called Band of Blood, who does go particularly well around flat tracks such as Cork. So I don't think there's any disgrace in that. And hopefully with that run under his belt, he'll certainly put it up to them. And he's around about a 5-1 poke this morning. So although Very Wood has got obvious claims, I'm going to stay loyal with Lots of Memories.
OK, Lots of Memories, the pick in the Florida Pearl Novice Chase. Next up is the Morgana Hurdle at 2.15. 2 miles the trip for this Grade 1 contest. And what a race it is as well. Jezky, 8-11 at the time of recording. Hurricane Fly, 6-4. Little King Robin next in at 14-1, and certainly a horse that deserves her chance in this kind of company. She's been a credit to Connections, but you just get the impression she's going to be completely and utterly outclassed here by the two at the head of the market. You can forget the other two, but when it comes down to it, Andy, are you with Jezky or Hurricane Fly?
All day long, Jezky. I've been sort of extolling the horse's virtues for the last couple of seasons, and if you like, nobody sort of latched onto him last year, but I stayed loyal with him. I thought he should have won the Supreme Novices the year before, and I backed him, of course, accordingly for the Champion Hurdle, and everyone had given up on him when he was getting beat in small runner, heavy ground fields, you know, in Leopardstown, and Hurricane Fly was beating him. But come the day, come the hour, you know, the big hour, and Jetski stepped up to the plate when he won the Champion Hurdle, and he proved what a good horse he is when also flooring Hurricane Fly for the second time in succession when he won his final start at the Punchestown Festival. He's got a tremendous record fresh. He's won first time out for the last three seasons. He's 2-for-2 at Leopardstown. He's 2-for-2 at Punchestown. Then he's like stumbling block because he doesn't have Barry Geraghty on board. I think that's probably the biggest tip in the world, that Barry Geraghty's gone to ride Vanator at Cheltenham today. He's got off jet ski. But I'm sure he'll be back on him throughout the remainder of the season. Mark Walsh takes over, which is I wouldn't say a negative, but it's his first time he's ever ridden the horse. But he's a fairly straightforward type. He's got the hood on again, which obviously suits, and I'd expect him to get the better of Hurricane Fly. As we know, Little King Robin will go off in front, make it a sound pace. Hopefully jet ski will track him in second, and then he'll kick on round in the home turn and then set sail for home, and hopefully have enough left to repel what should be a strong finish also from Hurricane Fly. But that's pretty much the way I see the race.
Okay, jet ski then in the 2:15. Next up is the 2:45. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs, and following the the fantastic racing, this one's a little underwhelming. Andy, No More Heroes and Outlander, the two both owned by Giggins House Stud, one trained by Gordon Elliott, one by Willie Mullins. They seem to be the two to focus on here.
They do, yeah. It's quite surprising that Willie Mullins has decided to come here with Outlander, suggesting he was going to go straight over hurdles. If you read his Racing Post column, he obviously feels as though this horse is more of a chaser in the making than a hurdler. But, you know, this looks a reasonable enough starting point for the season for him. But it means that the Giggins stand on the horse, No More Heroes, is the only one that he can recommend with any great degree of positivity. He's already had a run over hurdles as well, which he yielded a good fourth in a decent race at Damrell on his hurdling debut. Two wins subsequently in bumpers have proved that he's very much on the upgrade. Similarly to quite a few of these horses with Gordon Elliott, he's going to have a bright future when he goes over the larger obstacles. He's very much a chase in the making, being a former point-to-point winner. Judged by the activity in the market already this morning, I think Gordon Elliott's No More Heroes is definitely the one to be with in the 2:45.
Okay, No More Heroes then in the fifth race on the card. Next up is the 3:20. It is the penultimate race on Punch's House card on Sunday, and it's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 6 furlongs. Another open race. Crowded Room has been well supported this morning, as has King Vuvuzela. They're actually the first two in the market at the time of recording. But it's a race where you can give chances to the majority of the field. The outsiders, only 14-1 here, Andy.
Yeah, a real trappy one for punters here. I've got a bit of time for Abolitionist. If you're a speed figure man, he comes out well clear off the back of his two runs at Cheltenham and Nace, respectively. Fourth behind Sybarite has already been advertised by the third, Clara McLeod. And I've got a feeling that that Nace race that he was involved in on the 2nd of November is going to work out really well. That was a good time as well. But he doesn't like soft ground, or he's certainly not as effective on soft ground, and he's going to have to plough his way through arduous conditions under top weight, so I'd probably overlook him here. The two to concentrate on are Crowded Room and King Vuvuzela. King Vuvuzela's got a fantastic record at the track, largely over fences, but he has won a maiden hurdle here on heavy ground. If Paul Nolan's got him anywhere near his best, he could be very dangerous here off a mark of 112. And the other one to mention in a very positive vein is this Crowded Room. He's 0-for-19 over hurdles, which would normally strike the fear of God into many punters, but you have to have seen that race of the day at Nice to believe his performance. I mean, he was absolutely tailed off in the early part of that race, couldn't go the gallop, and he absolutely flashed home to such a degree that he obviously caught the attention of the stewards. He was literally scything his way through horses on the running. It was like watching Alberto Tomba in the giant slalom weave his way through the pack, and he went through the line very, very strongly. He's obviously been very much noted and by a lot of punters who've latched onto him this morning. He's already been heavily backed. He's up in trip today. This is definitely going to suit him. And I think Crowded Room can certainly vindicate the impression he created last time out at Nice.
Okay, fair enough. Crowded Room the pick in the penultimate race. And the final race is a bumper, 2 miles the trip for this one. Tricky one. Falcon Crestheads Affairs, unraced as well. Bordini next in for the ever-dependable Mullins team. Art of Security looks like he might have a chance as well. It could be a nice bumper this, Andy.
I think so, yeah. Obviously, all eyes are going to be on Bordini, first of all. Comes from the yard that does really well in this event. And of course, he was unlucky, or apparently unlucky, in that point-to-point that he took part in at Marilyn back in March when things just didn't quite go according to plan. But he's already proven that he handles heavy ground, and he looks a nice horse in the making. But the money for Falcon Crest is very persuasive, and it's also very significant as well. Christy Roach doesn't have that many horses in this sphere throughout the season, but when he does, and when he does get one back, then we always must have to take notice. So I think that is very much a tip in itself. Obviously, we've got to pay respect to the likes of Art of Security and Beau Et Sublime as well. Have got form, particularly Art of Security. He was third behind that very good horse of Dermot Wells, Forgotten Rules, who won the big stain race on Ascot's glorious weekend not so many weeks ago on the flat. So his chances are obviously there for all to see as well. So this is a really intriguing bumper here. I'd probably go with the weight of money for Falcon Crest, but I think we're going to get a decent and well-competitive bumper there that's going to throw out plenty of winners in the future.
Okay, great stuff. If I was to push you for a best bet on the card, Andy?
Best bet on the card? Well, I've napped Jetski today, but he's obviously odds on. I'm going to put up as the best bet at the prices today. Lots of memories in the 140.
Okay, lovely stuff. Thanks very much for your time, Andy. Sunday's racing should be fantastic, both in England and Ireland. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.